Good afternoon. At least here when I'm starting the report. It is Tuesday afternoon, and I'm actually waiting to hear any minute from Mimi that she's landed in the Bilbao airport. Danny's going to be picking her up since he had some errands to do around that area. And he has the two grandchildren with him, so they are going to be absolutely ecstatic to see their Oma again. She flew out yesterday from Greenville to Dallas to Madrid and up here today. So she's going to be one tired lady, but hopefully she'll be able to get in and at least rest. I'm sure she didn't sleep any over the trip. She never does. Okay, well, the picture there is from Sunday. Iñaki's one of our young men. He's 15 or 16. I always forget. I think he's 15. And one of our faithful teenagers comes on his own, has no encouragement from home, takes the train, walks about a mile to church, and yeah, he's faithful and growing and just showing a lot of signs of commitment to the Lord. And so this Sunday, of course, he's in the teenagers Sunday school class, which I have. So this Sunday, I encourage them all to be witnesses in their schools and to be light. They have friends that are unique to them, and maybe for some of them, they are the only Christians they know. And so I was just encouraging them along that line. We were studying the Lord and the Samaritan woman. So I always take him back home after church on Sunday afternoons. He lives about 20 minutes down the highway. And this Sunday, often he's with others. I take several others or whatever. He was by himself, so I said, hey, how about lunch together? And he didn't have specific plans with family. So, yeah, so we stopped at a restaurant that's on the highway. And that's a fairly popular place. And so we turn around. It's on the other side of the expressway. So anyway, we came to it and walk up. It was a sort of a dreary day, and it was almost empty. And we walk up, go in, and sitting at a table close to where we were going was a man. His name is Jose. He's been coming to church for several weeks. One of our ladies brought him, and so I don't know his story much at all, but he's been there. We've chit-chatted, you know, just sort of superficially, and he's been coming. So he was there having lunch. So we just chit-chatted a little bit, and then we took the table beside him, and I had my back to him, and Iñaki was like sort of facing him. So we went on with our conversation. I completely forgot that he was behind there because we were talking away. We had an interesting conversation. Oh, well, I'll tell you about that first. So hopefully I'll remember to get back to Jose later. But so Iñaki started telling me that, first of all, he reminded me that his school wasn't public school. He went to a sort of a private, semi-private school. It's Catholic. And I said, oh, that's interesting. And so he said that, you know, they have religion class. I said, religion class? Really? What in the world do they teach? Anything of any value? He said, no, they just talk about historical people and philosophies and so forth. Well, but he said, just a couple of weeks ago, it was Easter. And so when they got the class, they had two questions to answer. One was, what do you know about Jesus? And two, do you have any questions about him? So they're supposed to answer these questions in an online format. And so he didn't seem entirely aware of the fact that he was posting out on a public bulletin for their class on Padlet. It's called Padlet. So, well, you know, on the question, what do you know about Jesus? He had a bunch. And on questions about Jesus, he didn't have any. So up goes his response to the two questions. afterwards, after class, and I guess for the next day or two, he's getting questions from his friends like, what in the world? How do you know so much about it? Oh, and he had put on there, in parentheses, at the end of his comments on Jesus, he had put that his source, something like the source was the Bible, or if you want more information, you can, or I got all my information from the Bible, or something like that, he said, some reference to the Bible. And his friends were like, what? You know, because none of them apparently had knew almost anything, of course. And so they were like flabbergasted that he knew so much about Jesus. And so I said, well, that's what I was talking about in class, you know. Pray and ask God to give you opportunities to shine and to be a witness. And so he sort of fell into that one. But it was so interesting, and he has a lot of good questions himself about faith. He's just right there. He's connected, and I have high hopes for him. He's learning the piano all of his own initiative, and we hope that very soon he's going to be actually shadowing Danny's piano playing in the services to give him some experience. We thought it would be now, but anyway, he's asked to wait until summer for that. And so, oh yeah, to get back to Jose Caballero. So we're eating, we're about finished, and then all of a sudden Jose comes by us, who had been eating behind us, and he insisted on paying for our meal. So yeah, he even added a dessert to it. So that was really neat to see, for Iñaki to see the Lord just out of the blue pay for a meal. Well, I was going to pay for his meal, but I mean, just something so random and so different. I thought it was an encouragement to him. So, so that was the Iñaki story. We had great services, excellent, excellent attitude or atmosphere and singing and good classes. So now I'm just looking at my list here, so I don't forget things. Mimi's trip, want to just give a thanks again to John and Margaret, friends there in Greenville, who as soon as they heard that Mimi was going to be there for a few weeks, they always offer one of their cars, and it was such a help to Mimi. So just thanks so much, John, Margaret. It's a huge blessing. Yeah. Everybody benefits from that, at least in the family. So thank you very much. And she's had a great time with the grandchildren, with her sisters and her dad and our son and daughter-in-law. And so she's here, coming back to teach English, but she's had the twins have been here covering for her while she's been gone. But she'll be back at it tomorrow. Then, let me see, I will afterwards send again the link to that flyover at Ayerdi. Thanks for praying for the track hole. Lord willing, next month we're going to start looking into seeing what we can buy. So whatever God has brought in, and then however he leads us, we'd like to get ourselves a machine that can really... If you watch that flyover video, you'll see one of the huge projects we need it for. And believe me, that's just one. But that's perhaps the most pressing one. But there are many other areas where we could use a machine like that, and really could have for years now. Then if you would pray for Jose Caballero, the man who paid for our meal, but also a man by the name of Sorin, comes with, he's Matilda's husband, comes to church to almost all the services, and we just praying that the Lord will convict him and give him an interest in his soul, and yeah, that he would come to know the Lord. His wife, recently saved, is just growing by leaps and bounds every week. There are just new challenges that she is taking by faith. So good things are happening in her life, and we would love to see Sorin saved. So his name is, his spelling is S-O-R-I-N. And then the Tim Darling conversation, the first one is out, as you probably know from the link that I send out, and hopefully I'll get to the second one soon. And then closing media, let me see, I'm going to send out a picture Mimi just sent me yesterday of her and her dad on the last day that she was there. Oh, and another one of Jason and me after we ran around the lake last Thursday and had some fellowship time after that. So it's good exercise, but also a good time for fellowshipping with one of our young men. Okay, I'll let it go at that. Thank you for listening and for praying and for communicating. And we'll connect with you next time. I'll send a couple of pictures and those links. Take care.